Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 5. I can't believe it's episode 5. Episode 5 of Love with the Lines. So tonight we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, Hawaii shirts. Yes, you heard it right, Hawaii shirts. So, and we are going to be talking about the scripture, Romans 12:10. It's out of the NIV, and that scripture says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." So, Cindy, how would we ever apply that to Hawaii shirts?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, we know when Paul wrote this scripture, he was talking to a group of believers, but we certainly can apply this scripture to our spouses and significant others in our married life and relationships. So,
so he really wasn't talking about Hawaii shirts.
No, Paul was not talking about Hawaii shirts. No. He was talking about honoring each other in love and putting others first. So to understand this story, you have to know a little bit about my upbringing. So, and I don't want to sound disrespectful to my mother in any way. God rest her soul. She is gone from us and in heaven with Jesus, but she was all about keeping up appearances. If you are old enough to remember the British comedy called Keeping Up Appearances, the main character was Hyacinth, and she ran herself ragged trying to make impressions on people and keep the house looking just so and keep herself looking just so and keeping everything up. And it was very, very important. That was the kind of house I grew up in.
And we are opposites in a lot of different ways. I know we've talked about that a little bit in some of our previous episodes, but appearance wasn't, I wasn't raised, I can't say I was raised to really look any certain way. I mean, my clothes, my work clothes when Cindy and I met were blue jeans and denim shirts. And that was pretty much most of my wardrobe. Although I did have this awesome green shirt that I had for years, and it was the most comfortable shirt that I ever had. It was an awesome shirt. It was well broken. It was very comfortable. Unfortunately, as shirts do, it wore out, and I won't mention anybody's name, but it eventually got thrown into the garbage. So, but anyway, other than that, and one of my issues has always been, I'm not colorblind, but I could never tell what color goes with what. So, I mean, I know Cindy and I joke because I'm not colorblind, but I mean, if I see blue, okay, it's blue. If I see green, I know it's green. If I see red, I see it's red. If you start talking like mauve and beige and all that other stuff, I'm lost in that.
So when we were first married and had gone back to church, we were in a denomination that expected you to dress up when you came to church on Sunday. And so I would have to put outfits together. In fact, for the longest time, people laughed at us because we matched, and I didn't always plan it that way, but we always looked like we were color coordinated when we went to church every Sunday, or if we went out for a special occasion or something. And, but I always had to tell Wayne what to wear. I had to pick out the clothes. I had to put the tie and the shirt together. And
only if she wanted me to look good.
Well, yeah. Well, and at that point, I still, I had a lot to work out of me, a lot of control issues, and a lot of, I was worried about keeping up appearances because I had been raised to worry about keeping up appearances. And then we have Wayne, who doesn't know how to put colors together. In fact, we had been married about 15 years when you went on your mission trip to Argentina, and they were going to be gone for 2.5 weeks and had to take dress clothes. I had to write out a chart for him of what pants went with what shirt, what colors went together, and I had to label the clothes so he could put his outfits together while he was gone.
Well, and it even bled into other parts of our life too. I had forgotten about this too, because when we had our daughter, I was working an evening shift and Cindy was working during the day. So I had our daughter and I would take her to daycare. Well, unfortunately, Cindy didn't always know what to expect when she came to pick her up in the evening or in the afternoon, because, you know, I would just, you know, even if she had picked stuff out and I had put it on her, and she might have, you know, threw up or got food on, and I'd have to change her again. She just never knew how she was going to be dressed.
Let's just say it got to the point where I started laying out the outfits for her to wear to go to daycare.
And lots of them.
So this continued. Well, and then you started to learn to color coordinate with your tie collection.
With my ties. Yeah. The denominational church Cindy mentioned. So you were expected pretty much to wear, you know, to dress well. And I didn't have any ties. Matter of fact, when Cindy and I got married, I didn't even know how to tie a tie. But then we got to the point we were in leadership, and people realized that I really didn't have any ties. So people just started buying me ties. Now they're, you know, novelty ties, funny ties. I love Looney Tunes, especially the old ones. So not only I have religious ties, scripture ties, different things, but now I've got all kinds of Looney Tune ties. I've got Christmas ties. I've got a Valentine's Day tie.
You have a rubber ducky tie.
I have a rubber ducky tie. That's awesome. It was something that when they picked it out, apparently a bunch of my family members were fighting over who was going to give it to me. It was so popular. It's mm-hmm. an awesome tie. I went from having no ties. This is off the subject. I went from having no ties to having two revolving tie racks, each one holding about 60 ties. I think it might have been 80, but around 60 ties each, full of ties, which I've pared it down over the years. Now I'm down to a little more than one revolving tie rack.
So he got better in his color coordination, started to be able to put ties and shirts together. So that was helpful. And I was growing in my walk with Christ during this time. And so learning to focus on things that are really important and let go of things that aren't really important. And also learning about this scripture in Romans 12:10 about preferring one another, about, you know, looking to what other people like or want or need ahead of my own likes and wants and needs. And so about 11 years ago, we were on a cruise and we were in the Caribbean. And so we got off and we were in one of these island markets, and they had this collection of Hawaiian print, Caribbean, tropical print, whatever you want to call them, shirts. And they were having a theme for the dinner on the ship that night of wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And so I said to him, "Oh, come on." I said, just buy one. He wasn't really interested in it. Some of our friends had them who were with us, and other people on the ship were wearing them. I said, "Oh, come on, just buy one." And then,
well, and what I didn't, and I finally thought, well, I'll try one on. And what I didn't realize is that when I put that on, it was the same material of my favorite real ugly green shirt that I had for years. And even, I mean, the color, I mean, I'm more of a in the background kind of person, where I'm not very comfortable being up front. I would definitely prefer being, you know, or doing background stuff. And the Hawaii print shirts, it's hard not to be noticed. But I realized what it was and bought one. I mean, I was hooked. I don't know. There's times we have conversations like, I don't even know why I like them, but I really like them. And it's not even so much now about the feel, although they are extremely comfortable. But I really like them.
Mm-hmm. And a little, another sidebar is the reason we call them Hawaii shirts is because we spent many, many years when our daughter was young listening to Adventures in Odyssey. It's a radio drama put on by Focus and the Family. It's great. If you have kids, or even if you don't have kids, we enjoy it as adults. It's a great thing. We would listen to that on the radio. Yeah, back when you listened to the radio, but now you can listen to it on the web. We would listen to it when we were having dinner.
Dinner time.
And so there was this character, Bart Rathbone, and he was having a contest from his store called the Electric Palace to go to Hawaii. He said they weren't going to Hawaii. They were going to Hawaii. And so that was our joke, is we called these shirts Hawaii shirts. And so then you started to collect them every time we went on a cruise.
Yep. So, and now we haven't cruised for a while now, but I have 25. I believe I have 25 of them now. I can tell you, I have it written down. I have 16 short-sleeved Hawaii shirts and 9 long-sleeved, which I was extremely excited when I found out you could get long-sleeved Hawaii shirts on Amazon. I didn't even know they made them. I actually found out last year they make long-sleeved Hawaii shirts out of flannel material. But I
drew the line on the flannel shirts. So how this relates to this scripture about honoring one another above yourselves is, when we first met, because I still was so rooted in this idea that I had to keep up appearances, I had to worry about what other people thought, I would have never in a million years let him out of the house in one of those shirts, unless we were going to like a themed party or something like the reason he bought the first shirt for the dinner on the ship. But he really loved these, and they were so comfortable, and he kept buying more. And so finally I prayed about it, because I was like, oh my gosh. And, you know, and it was just like, it makes him happy. He feels comfortable in them. He really likes them. So what difference does it make what he wears? Now, I mean, there are occasions when we're doing something, if it's something more formal, or, you know, something like an awards dinner for my work or something like that, where I do say, and you will ask, prefer me. You will say, is it okay for me to dress like this? Or do I need to wear a suit and a tie, or what do I need to wear? So he is very considerate that way. That is very important to be, because we've known people in relationships where the one person will just say, well, this is how it is, and this is how I am, and this is what I'm going to do. And if you don't like it, too bad. Well, there's situations, most 99% of the time, he can wear these Hawaii shirts anywhere he wants to, and it's not a big deal. But there are times when they're just not appropriate for the occasion. And he asks, and he honors that when I ask him to do that. So it was funny, though. Like I said, I did draw the line with the flannel shirts, but I'll probably give into that as well. But, and it was really interesting, because I would have people ask me, do you really let him wear those? Are you okay with him wearing those? Do you really like him being out in public? And I'm like, it makes him happy. What does it matter? What does it really matter what other people think? And I know that's easier said than done, especially if you've grown up in an environment like I did, where appearances were very important. If you haven't gotten to that place in your walk with Christ, in your life, where you can just let stuff go. And it's just like, I just had to let it go. And I always say, when people are asking me about it, that him wearing these Hawaii shirts is a testament to how far I have come in my walk with the Lord, where I would just say, I prefer my husband over keeping up appearances. And in these occasions where it doesn't matter, he can be comfortable and be happy. And he started a trend among the youth group at our church.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. There are several of them that have all of a sudden thought, wow, these Hawaii shirts are great. Which, I mean, I've learned over the years that, man, they go with anything. I can just pick out a Hawaii shirt and they go with anything. Although it's hard to pick a tie to go with them. Although I, We probably could figure it out. But yeah, it's awesome. I'm involved in the youth group at church, and some of the guys have picked up wearing Hawaii shirts and really liked them. So that's been really cool. That's been really awesome to see that. So, but anyway, well, I just really appreciate you
For letting you wear
for
Hawaiian
letting me
shirts.
wear, well, and a lot of other things too, which we won't get into. This is a family show. Well, I don't know if this is a family show or not, but anyway, so.
Well, and when he tries to tell you they go with everything, you can be glad that we're not on YouTube because, well, he's not wearing them right now, but
Yes, I am.
well, you are wearing a Hawaiian shirt, but you have jeans on.
Ah, oh, you're
Whereas
going to go there, are you?
sometimes this time of night, he has on a Hawaiian shirt and plaid pajama pants. So that's a whole other episode called Adventures in Plaid, but
Adventures in Plaid.
we'll save that for another time. But anyway, so again, the scripture for this episode is Romans 12:10. Be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves. So what is it that you can look at your relationship? Where is something that you've been holding fast to that you could let go of to honor your significant other, so that you could put their desires ahead of yours? Just try to think about one thing, pray about it, ask God what it is that you could relax on or let go, and think about that this week. And until we talk to you next week, we pray God's blessing on you and hope that you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.